I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A local news crew in Albuquerque was doing a report on a crime wave. Oh, man.
Breaking Bad, was it?
Crime everywhere, Alex.
Heisenberg.
Well, they got the ultimate piece of evidence of this crime wave last week. As the crews from Albuquerque's NBC affiliate were in downtown getting footage for their crime story, someone stole their news van.
Was it someone from the crime story they were covering?
It was aliens.
The cops tracked it down about a half hour later by using the GPS device that was inside of it. The thief had abandoned it, but he or she damaged all of everything inside, so that's expensive. And now
wow.
The cops are trying to track them down. But how ironic is that? It's like, hey, we're downtown filming. Wait a minute! It's a van.
I'm terrified of Albuquerque. I don't ever want to go there.
Why are you so afraid of Albuquerque?
Because stuff like that, like every story I hear is like a scary crime thing.
But you're afraid of Detroit too. Like Michigan,
I'm afraid
where
of
I'm
Detroit,
from.
But in a different way. Albuquerque, to me, Detroit is more like gangster activity that I'm scared of. And then to me, Albuquerque is like meth head activity. Like, I just feel like Albuquerque is a drug hub, and not only because of Breaking Bad, like it genuinely is. That's why they picked it to film there.
How about Indianapolis?
Indianapolis just...
You don't think there's drugs here?
No, of course there is, but Indianapolis...
We got gangsters listening to the show right now!
Albuquerque and Detroit are both known for being more violent cities than Indy. How are you guys not saying anything? I'm right about this. It's not, like, it's just a fact. It's not even opinion.
I just love it.
What?
Next dummy story.
Your brutal honesty.
A Texas woman attacked her friend with a hot sauce bottle, speaking of brutal honesty, after critiquing her karaoke skills inside a restaurant. The victim went to sit after singing a song when the other woman yelled at her from a few tables away. The angry woman then charged her friend and hit her in the head with a glass bottle of hot sauce. No word on what hot sauce it was.
How about the song she was singing?
I don't know about that either.
Yeah, I bet it was like Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
It's like, sit down. The victim suffered a 1-inch laceration above her left eye and on the left side of her lip. Her friend was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
That was a deadly weapon? I mean, I guess it was really spicy.
Yeah, mild sauce would have been a misdemeanor. Hot sauce is definitely up there. It's a high one. And your final dummy of the day story today. A woman went into Spencer's in a mall in Little Rock, Arkansas last week, and she returned some stuff, and she decided she wanted to use her store credit to get a stripper pole.
Do they sell that?
They
there?
Definitely do.
But what?
Yeah, check this out. But she needed to pay the difference, and since she didn't have the money, she just tried to run out of the store with the pole in her hands. An employee chased her through the mall, and the woman wound up biting the employee on her arm. Then she got away. The cops are trying to track her down. Now, so here's the thing. NYK was right. Spencer sells 5 different stripper poles that cost
what?
Anywhere from $110 for a basic pink pole to $170
Whoa.
For poles with special light effects.
Okay.
That's the one you want.
I'm surprised you don't have a stripper pole at home.
Do we have a Spencer's here? If we did, I know it's in the Castleton Mall, but do we have one there?
If so, I mean, if you look in like the back section or that like weird little pink section, depending on which mall you go
pink.
To, yeah, they have those poles.
Spencer's, Indianapolis, Indiana. Let's see what I can get here right now. Have I got anything?
Okay, here's what I found.
It looks like we do.
Really?
Castleton Square Mall.
There it is.
Dang, hey.
Siri's a stripper?
I'm in love with my Siri stripper. That's what it said. It says 10 miles here. Spencer's Gifts, right?
I told y'all.
I'm surprised you don't have a stripper pole.
Are you?
Yeah,
are you actually surprised?
Yeah,
I don't have a stripper pole?
Because stripper poles aren't just necessarily for strippers anymore. It's just like, what do they have now? Like stripper, like aerobics?
Yeah, but I can't
some girls
dance.
I know. Some, well, you learn though. I feel like that's your kind of exercise. I've heard of girls where they learn to exercise and swing on the pole
Growing
and do different
up,
stuff.
My parents put me in 4 different types of dance classes. As a child, I quit every single one of them about halfway through because I sucked so bad and could never get any rhythm or do it. So
what kind of dancing did your parents try to get you to do?
I did jazz, tap, ballet, and I don't know what the other thing was. It was like a mix of all 3.
Definitely not hip-hop.
It wasn't hip-hop, but
you're
it was just...
You're not dancing to the devil's music. Not today, demon!
Contemporary dance. I don't know.
All right, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.